Matt Towns 93.1 at Jams. It's Chris in the Morning Rush. Good morning. We are so excited always to get back into the life of your love life when it comes to Second Date Update.
Yes, we love to hear all the deets, and that's why we have Seth calling. Hey, Seth.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, my man. We are good. We always like when the guys call us to get back into the dating world. So tell us who you went on a date with.
So I went on a date with a girl named Kendall. We met on Tinder. It was honestly, it was a really good date. I had a great time. She had a great time, I thought. So I'm not sure why she's not answering me, you know what I'm saying? But on her profile, I noticed that her hobby was playing cards, and I love playing cards. I'm a huge, huge cards guy. I love going to Vegas. I go to Vegas multiple times a year. However, you know, with COVID and everything, it's just kind of been like that. So for the first date, we went to Craftsman Table and Tap in Middleton for dinner, and we talked about, you know, all of our trips to Vegas and everything, and how we really miss going. We really got to bond over just our love for Vegas. It was really great. Just talked about slot machines, our favorite hotels. We both loved the Bellagio. It seemed like a really great bonding experience. Great dinner. I'm not sure what happened.
Well, it sounds like you had a nice time. I mean, you know, Vegas is the place to be, especially, you know, I've been there. I played $1, Seth, in the machine. Yeah. I didn't win anything, but that was my night. Did you enjoy other things outside of that, like doubling down and playing blackjack? I mean, did you go out on the strip and say hello to prostitutes? I mean, there's other things you could have done too.
Well, I mean, maybe not that. But
that's good. You know. Maybe that's the reason why she was calling you back.
Because they're all over the place.
Yes. They would like you, Seth. That's for sure. Yeah, the Bellagio, the Mandalay Bay, that's super fun. Yeah. It's just a really fun place to be. But like said, you had some fun on Tinder. We love ourselves, the Craftsman, man. That's out in Middleton. Is there anything that you can just think of like, gosh, maybe I should have done that, or maybe I should have said this, or maybe were you rude to a waitress?
Honestly, I don't think so. Like, this was one of the rare, like, perfect dates, in my opinion.
Mm. Oh, okay. Very good. Wow. All right.
Did you have steak by chance?
I did have steak. Mm-hmm. That was a great guess.
Ooh, well, you said rare, and I'm like, ooh, meat. Yes. I'm like, you know, but sometimes, I don't know, maybe you got braces, and maybe that junk was getting all stuck up in that. You don't know. But how did the date end? Because we really got to see how that is. Did you get hugged? Did you get a kiss?
Yeah, no, we hugged. We hugged.
Okay.
But, I mean, walked to her car and everything. But I really thought, wow, that was great.
How long's it been then since the last time you've spoken with her?
Been like a week and a half.
Mm. Oh. We don't like that.
Uh-uh.
It's getting a little too far out there.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what we'll do. We'll play a song. And when we get back, we will call Kendall and see why. She's basically ghosted you is what it sounds like after just having a fun night playing cards and eating and just being merry with Matt Towns 93.1 Jams, Crystal Morning Rush. Hopefully a second date between Seth and Kendall next.
It's Second Date Update.
Matt Towns 93.1 at Jams, Chris in the Morning Rush. We've got our boy Seth on the phone, and we're liking on him, Tracy. Why don't we fly out to Vegas and go have some fun with him?
I know. He sounds super fun. So, yeah, we've got Seth calling. He's calling for a second date with Kendall. They met on Tinder. And on her profile, he noticed as a hobby she loves playing cards because he loves playing cards, too. They are big fans of Vegas. They go multiple times a year. So they went to the Craftsman Table, which is one of our favorites, in Middleton for dinner. They talked all about their trips, their favorite hotels, their favorite slot machines. And he said he's really surprised because it's one of the best dates he's ever had. Yeah. But she's not calling back.
You know, the last time I was at Craftsman, actually with Brian Holmes.
Oh, really?
And we played bingo and we chugged beers.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so they really like to play there. I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
So, Seth, are you ready? We're going to give Miss Kendall a call.
Let's do it.
All right. Good luck to you.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hi. Is this the beautiful and talented Kendall?
Yes. Who's calling?
She's like, well, gosh, girls never say this to me.
Oh, wow.
But that's how we roll here on Matt Towns 93.1 Jams. This is Krista. This is Tracy. Hello, love. You're on Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. She's like, oh, gosh, why are you two calling me? Well, the word
out. Yeah, did I win something?
Well, kind of. I don't know if you're really good on the slot machines or the double downs, because that's what we hear. You're really good at playing games when it comes to, you know, Vegas style stuff. Is that true?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Right. What's the highest you've ever made?
Oh, gosh. I think one time was like a little over 1,000, which was like amazing. But I'm usually in like the $200, $300 when I win.
Well, hi, that's way better than me.
I know.
I think I made like 87 cents once. I mean, I don't even know how you do that.
I know.
Well, my gosh. Well, you listen, there is a guy who just thinks you are sexy as hell and you just have fun with your hands because you make a lot of money that way. Do you remember going out with Seth? Because that was kind of a big interest between you two.
I do. Yeah. We went out on a date like, gosh, a week and a half ago.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So why aren't you getting back to him?
I mean, to be honest, I just felt like he was really funny, fun guy, but it was a little too immature for me, if I can be honest and say that.
Sure, you can say it. What about him you felt was immature?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we went to, you know, the craftsman table where you play a bunch of games and eat great dinner, and he had brought his own Uno cards, which I thought was a little...
What did he bring?
Uno cards.
Uno. I remember that game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had been talking about going to Vegas and, you know, playing blackjack and all of that. And he brings Uno cards. So I was like, oh, maybe we've got a different view of playing cards. But he, like, had ordered a steak and gotten tons of drinks. And he essentially told me, like, middle of dinner, well, whoever wins at Uno is going to pay for dinner. And I thought he was joking. I was like, haha, that's funny. And he's like, no, I'm serious. And he kept pushing it. And I felt really uncomfortable because, you know, he asked me out to dinner.
Sure.
And I just thought it was a little childish to bring Uno. And I don't know, again, if he was just being funny or playing, but he really got very serious about whoever wins this round of Uno
right.
is the person paying for dinner. And I that's just not how I roll. If you ask a lady out, you're taking them out. They accept. They can choose how to do whatever they want. But if you're going to make somebody pay for their dinner ahead of time, you need to let them know ahead of time. So that just, I wasn't down for that game.
So you're really into chivalry. You like to be, of
Absolutely.
Course, a girl, yes, yeah. taken out. You like to be wined and dined. But he also seems to be a kind of guy that, you know, when a guy likes you, he kind of like plays with you, pulls your hair, you know, kind of have fun with you, like telling you, hey, let's play Uno at our table and then you can pay. You know what? Let's not even wonder about it anymore because Seth has been on the line the entire time. He's been playing this game along with us because, girlfriend, you are on Second Date Update. So say hello to Seth.
Hi. Seth.
How's it going?
It's going well. How's it going for you?
That's good. You know, I'm doing all right. I thought that you enjoyed Uno. I thought we were having fun playing the game. I don't know why it has turned into a horrible thing to play a game. We were there to play cards, and you lost.
I don't think it's a horrible
I don't
thing
know what
to play
tell
game
you.
Or cards. Uno's probably not my card game of choice. I was having fun playing Uno. It was you
How
pushing.
How are you going to be good at Texas Hold'em and not Uno?
Oh, slam. Well, don't forget Goldfish. Hey, Goldfish.
Okay.
I mean, that wasn't easy either.
I know
sure.
how to play that.
Goldfish.
Goldfish.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty close to playing solitaire right now because I don't really need you as a partner telling me how to play card games, but thank you for that.
Oh, come on. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Yeah, Kendall, this is how I see this because I'm here because I got some big ears. I think it was just all in fun. And of course, you know, just playing these games, that's what you guys enjoy doing. But, you know, Seth, she really is into chivalry. And so if that really is a you know, an important thing to her, I'm sure Kendall, Seth would totally take you out and pay for it. Or hell, he'll probably even give you the money that you... Who ended up paying for this damn meal in the end?
Yeah.
We ended up...
Oh, Kendall
I'm
did.
I'm sorry, what?
He said you did.
Well, okay, so here's the thing that I think is even worse than it, is I ended up paying for it,
yeah.
and he told me he was going to Venmo me the money for his half, and he never did.
Oh, Seth.
She lost.
She laughed.
But
oh, she...
you asked me out on a date, and then after you've ordered a steak and mid-date, you're like, hey, whoever wins this hand is paying for dinner. And I was like, no, and you kept pushing it.
Yeah, you
In
know.
In 2020, if we are not expecting both parties in the date to be ready to pay? What are we doing?
You know, if you ever play that game Pac-Man, mm-hmm. you know, like the sound of Pac-Man, yeah. and then when Pac-Man gets eaten, you hear that game over. That's how I hear and that's how I see this relationship. I have to ask, I feel like I already know that the game is over between you two. But Kendall, would you like to go back out with Seth?
I'm good. Thank you.
Dang it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Seth is thanking us as well.
Yes, he is.
You know, we can't win them all, Tracy.
We can't.
You know what I used to love to play?
What?
Hungry, Hungry Hippo.
Oh, yes.
And I was satisfied every time.
Mm.